Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the line is Aaron Katursky to talk a little bit more about the reopening process. In New York City, they have some plans on getting the vaccination out to more people. But Aaron, I think it's important to note that as of now, when we talk about reopening, the reopening of Broadway, when we're hearing 100% capacity, that does not yet come with the caveat that everyone has to be vaccinated.
That's right. It's going to be up to the individual theaters, Brian, to decide who should gain entry and you know, who might be disqualified. And a lot of that is going to be, I think, a decision that isn't made right away. Maybe the theaters will see where we are and what people are comfortable with. So while the governor has authorized the theaters to reopen at 100% capacity, we still don't know whether the theaters will require proof of vaccination or a recent negative test or what. But the expectation is that the theaters are going to want to get every seat full because they operate on such thin margins.
It seems, though, that there's a lot of confusion, right, over the opening, because if you're talking about a stadium, you know, there's a certain capacity and procedure, protocol and vaccinations required or test negative tests. For, you know, a Broadway show, it's a different thing. It depends on the place, right?
It will depend on the place. But, you know, look, we have several months to get there. And I think just the idea of Broadway reopening has given the industry such a boost after an incredibly difficult year for the tens of thousands of people who depend on the theater for their livelihoods. And it's not just the actors or the stagehands, but, you know, even the restaurants nearby in Times Square. But it is going to be a theater-by-theater decision, and that's because, you know, we know certain productions are guaranteed a full house every night, right? The Lion King and Wicked and Hamilton, the early re-entrants, have a huge cult following. But now, you know, you talk about a smaller production or a less well-known production or a production that doesn't have a noted star, they may have to, you know, consider delaying their open until they can build a little bit more buzz. The industry also relies on tourists, and there's no guarantee they return. Of course, Mayor de Blasio says, if you're a tourist and you come to New York City, well, he'd like to vaccinate you.
Well, we'll see if those plans are approved by the state. Meanwhile, on the vaccination front, there is some big news today with Pfizer's COVID vaccine.
Pfizer is now seeking full FDA approval. Remember, until now, it has only been authorized for emergency use, and it is going to submit the data now to get the industry's gold standard, which is full FDA approval. That process will take months, but once the vaccine is fully approved, Pfizer can directly market it to consumers. It could be easier to mandate a vaccine that is approved instead of authorized. There's a lot of legal opinion about that. And any booster shot that Pfizer wants to give, which the CEO has said will probably be necessary, can probably then be given without going through another emergency use authorization process. So there's a lot riding on this decision. It's months away, but the process Pfizer announced starts today.
And some who might have been hesitant to get the emergency use authorized vaccine might be more, you know, accepting of this if it has the FDA gold seal.
I think that's right, Susan. In fact, we've seen that in a number of public opinion polls among people who do not want the vaccine. They say until it's fully approved, they don't trust that an authorized vaccine is as safe as an approved vaccine. We're not sure how many people like that there are, but we've heard that play out just in our own reporting, but also in public opinion polls, that until it's approved, people aren't going to get it. So it could, you know, goose the numbers a bit once it is fully approved.
Interesting stuff. Hey, Aaron, thanks so much. Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning with some new news on the Pfizer vaccine. They're seeking full approval instead of just that emergency use authorization.